John chapter 15, John chapter 15, verse number 11. John chapter 15 and verse number 11. The Bible says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Jesus is making this statement here. He says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." I want to preach tonight a little while. I've got to be my help on this thought. Is where is the joy? Where's the joy? Amen. We ought to have joy in our hearts tonight because of all that God's done for us. We ought to have joy in our heart because most of all, He saved us. Who did He save us from? He saved us from ourselves. He saved us from sin. Praise God. I hope so. I hope we don't still abide in sin. But as we look at this, we think about it. Amen. We have to realize that we have to realize that sin, we've let it bind us. And it holds us back. And we've let Satan blind us and keep us from seeing the truth and doing the things that would bring glory to the Lord. And we let society, praise God, make us bitter in the day and hour that we live. It's just a hard thing to try to overcome even as we finish out 2024 and get ready to go into a new one. But I think we ought to just prepare to do it with the help of the Lord and ask God to help us, realizing that the joy that we need, that we have, it needs to come from the Lord. If you're seeking joy anywhere else, it'll leave you flat. Amen? We try to find joy in this and joy in that, and people try to find joy in alcohol and drugs and all kind of illicit things, and it doesn't bring joy. It just brings hardship. It may take you high for a little while, but it'll drop you to the bottom and it'll leave you. Amen, praise God. But I want to say there's a joy, praise God, that comes from the Lord that we can know tonight, that God wants us to know tonight that joy is in Him. Amen. That joy is something He gives us from the throne of grace, ministered to our hearts every step of the way. Hey, praise God. So where's the joy at tonight? The joy, number one, is in our salvation. Amen. It's joy. It's a joy being saved. It's a joy knowing that we have the assurance of Jesus Christ, our Savior, that He gave to me and you to know Him in the free pardon of sin. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad God freely forgives us of our sin. He's made provision for us from the portals of glory down to humanity that you and I might be saved. I'm glad I can we can be saved and know it. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know if I'm saved or not." Praise God, but you've probably never been saved. If you've been saved, praise God, you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, the death, burial, and the resurrection, and you're believing in Him, you're believing on Him, you're relying on Him, praise God, to help you. Realize that we're too weak and sorry in the flesh to ever, praise God, to get by in this world, yet alone in the world to come without Him. Praise God, a long time ago I realized I was insufficient in myself. I let you down in a heartbeat. Self lets me down all the time. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven who saved me by His marvelous grace, and He's never let me down. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's always been there to encourage me and to forgive me of my sins. I want to give you some scripture tonight. If you want to write these down, just look at them for yourself. It'll encourage your heart, amen, for the journey as we finish out this leg and start in the next leg next year. Praise God. If you look at Psalms 103 in verse number 1, he says this. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Amen. Glory, hallelujah. If we could ever get to thanking God and remembering, recognizing the benefits that we have from heaven, how it would bless our soul. But listen what he says in verse number 3. He said, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Praise God. Ain't you glad? God forgive your sins. All of your sinfulness. Praise God. God forgive it. Praise God. He cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. Never to be remembered no more. Praise His holy name. Hey, praise God. The old devil may bring it up. People that you know along the way may bring it up. But God will never bring up your sinfulness. Praise the Lord. Once it's covered by the blood. Praise God. Once it's been repented of, God Almighty takes that out of the way. That sin has been forgiven. Praise the Lord. He said, "Forgiveth all of our iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Praise God. That sin sickness, amen, that we was living in, Praise God. God forgave our sins. Ain't you glad for the joy of salvation? A salvation that brings you soul. I pray God, hey, listen, we should never forget the joy of our salvation. I praise God. Sometimes I have to take this old flesh back that Wednesday night when I fell on my face and realized I was an old sinner and said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. And I received Him as my Savior. Praise God. I ain't been the same since. Praise God, He's been good to me. Amen. He forgave me of my sins. Praise God. Praise God, when we remember the joy of our salvation, when we remember the redeemed, that we've been redeemed by our Savior, who bought us, who paid the price for us. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He paid it on the cross of Calvary. He paid it for you and He paid it for me that we might go free, praise God, that we might be set free from the bondage of sin, that reminder of who we were, who we used to be. But praise God, it's nothing compared to what we're going to be in the days ahead. Amen, praise God, we've got a future that's literally out of this world. Amen. A future that's literally out of this world. Peter said this in 1 Peter chapter number 1, in verse number 23, he said, being born not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Praise God. Ain't you glad that's the God that we serve? That's the God that we have. Praise His name. You go back over in verse 18, he says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He cleanses us from all iniquity. He said, as the Lamb without blemish and without spot. He said, we were cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying if you've been saved and born again, you've been, praise God, you've been covered. You've been, praise God, covered with the blood of the Lamb. Praise God, your sin has been forgiven. You've been redeemed by the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. That redemptive power, praise God, that wasn't in us, but that was in Him, saves us from our sins, redeems us, praise God, unto Himself. Praise His name. We've been where the joy of salvation is. Praise God. He said we were washed from our sins. In Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 5, it says this. He said we were washed from our sins in His own blood. Amen. It wasn't the blood of anything else. It wasn't the blood of goats and sheep and oxen. It was the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for our sins, praise God, according to the Scriptures. And it's that blood, that precious blood that redeemed us, praise God, back to the Father. Amen. We were isolated and insulated, alienated from God Almighty, but through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Ain't you glad? Hey, ain't you glad you can say that today? That Jesus Christ, our Savior, cleanses us from all unrighteousness, redeems us by the precious blood that He shed on Calvary. It makes me crazy when I see these evangelists, these preachers, TV preachers, and they get on there and say, well, it doesn't have nothing to do with the blood. Amen. I know you ain't supposed to get in the flesh, brother Bill. I just want to crawl through the screen and get them around the neck and choke them till they turn blue and say, it is the blood. It is the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no redemption. Amen. It took the blood, the precious blood of our Savior, praise God, dying on the cross of Calvary, shedding His blood for you and me. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. No putting away that sin. Praise God, but thank God because He died, because He shed that blood, you and I can go free. Praise His holy name. I'm glad that I've been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been cleansed from my sins. Praise God. We've been made whole, praise God, by His Word. Been made whole by the Word of God. Look back at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, I read in your head, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He said, we were cleansed, we were set free, we were washed from our sins by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, and we've been born again. Not of a corruptible seed, but praise God, but of incorruptible seed. The seed of Lord Jesus Christ, David, David the younger, praise God, died a corruptible death, was buried in a tomb, and he saw corruption. But I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ, He died for our sins. He was put in a borrowed tomb. But the Bible says He never saw corruption because He didn't deserve it, praise God. He was a spotless Lamb of God that came to die, to live and die for the sins of the world. Praise His name. And He rose victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Praise God. When old Lazarus died, he was 4 days dead. Jesus come, said, roll the stone away. Martha said, no, wait a minute. Said, Lord, by now he's been dead 4 days. By now he stinketh. Amen. He's done seen corruption. He's dead. He's died. He's decaying. He saw corruption. But Jesus said, you want to see a miracle? Go ahead and roll the stone away. But Jesus Christ, praise God, on that third day, he got up victorious. He said, I don't know about you, that tells me that on the fourth day you start to rot and putrefy and decay from the day you pass out of this world. Amen. I know, apparently, I won't get into that. It's kind of gross anyway. Praise God. After 3 days, your body starts doing things. Amen. It starts coming apart and going back to where to the dust from which it come. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad that He said that our Lord Jesus Christ, He got up victorious over death and the grave on that third day. His body didn't see corruption in any way. He never done anything to defile His body. He never done anything in rebellion against His Father. He was constantly looking into the portals of glory. They said, what are you doing? He said, as my Father does, I do also. Boy, if we could get a hold of that. Say, so you know what? You know the way God speaks to us. We know what God says because we have a volume of the book. And He said, what we ought to do, we ought to be like Jesus, amen? We're Christians. So we ought to do what the Father says. We ought to be more like Him. We ought to be more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're still living, acting and reacting, praise God, according to the way Jesus did. He was never defiled, praise God. You say, well, preacher, wait a minute now. I know one day Jesus got mad. He went in there, praise God, and he took made up a whip, a scourge, and went in there and drove them out of the temple, praise God. Yeah, he did. With righteous indignation, praise God. He was right in what he done because they were wrong. Amen. He was standing up for the Father because the Father said so. Jesus came, praise God, to manifest Himself, that He and the Father were one. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We've been made whole by the Word of God. Amen. It brought us from corruption. It delivered us from error. Praise the Lord. And give us that peace that lives forever down our soul. So we see the joy in our salvation. I'm glad I'm saved, ain't you? I'd rather be saved than anything I know. But praise God. Not only do we have joy in salvation, praise God, but we got joy in the sanctuary. To where the Lord is, amen. Joy in the sanctuary. Where the sanctuary is, that's the place where the Spirit of God is. Amen. I'm glad. The little fellow's here this morning. He said, I really enjoyed being here today. He said, I can feel the Spirit. Amen. We ought to be able to feel the Spirit when you come in here. So, preacher, I come. I don't ever feel nothing, praise God, because you don't bring Him with you. If you bring Him with you, praise God, He'll be here when you get here. Amen. Praise God, you'll feel Him coming in with you when you come in the door. There's an excitement, praise God, overtake you, and you just can't get ahead. You can't help yourself. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. We got to hold back. We can't hold back. We've got to be careful we don't grieve the Holy Ghost. We can grieve Him away. But the joy is in the sanctuary where the Lord is, the Spirit of God. Look back over in Psalms chapter 134, the 134th Psalm. 134th Psalm. I'm going to read it. It's a long one, but I'm going to read it all. See, behold, bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Sounds to me like there's a lot of joy going on in the house of God. So Lord, which Lord is it? He said, Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Amen. Praise God. He said, there's joy in the Lord's house. Praise God. There's joy where the Spirit of the Lord is. And the people come together in the house of the Lord. And these songs of degrees and the psalms, they sing as they go up, praise God, to worship. And then they're geared up to praise when they get there. Amen. You know what? If we'd quit arguing and fussing in the car before we ever get to church, we'd be in a whole lot better attitude to worship when we got there. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. You can't argue and fuss in the car, in the parking lot in the church, and expect to worship in the house of God. Amen. Man, just need to call a timeout and just fix it before you come in so that God can get the glory. Amen. But we see worship going on in the house or in the sanctuary where God, where the Lord is. Praise God. There's joy. Amen. Not only is there joy in the house of God where the Lord is, there's a joy in the saints of God where God is in their midst. Amen. Where the Lord is in our midst. Psalms 132. While you're there, look at Psalms 132, verse number 9. The Bible says, "It lest thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for glory, for joy." Amen. Praise God. He said, let those people getting up to minister, praise God in righteousness, glory to God, and let the saints of God come in with joy in their heart. Praise God. That's in us or to come out of us every now and then. Joy in the Lord, praise God, thanking Him and praising Him for what He's done. Amen. He goes on in the 132nd Psalm, verse 16, he said, "I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy." Amen. Praise God. Hey, something going on with the saints of God. Amen. Hello? It ain't just up to the priest, isn't it? Praise God, the person that's coming in presenting in righteousness. But it's up to the saints of God to come in shouting with joy. Amen. You know, preacher, I just don't have joy in my heart, praise God. Hey, find you a place, fall down, ask God just to fill you overflowing with joy. With that joy of a hope. Where's our joy at, praise God? It seems like we've lost it. Amen. But we are to joy and rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. That God tells us all we march through here, praise God, we can see it. Amen. We see as the saints of God. Amen. See the joy in the sanctuary and the saints of God. We see in the joy and the sharing of God that cause He's there. Look at Psalms 95, the 95th Psalm. 95th Psalm, verse 1 and 2. Look what He says. Psalms 95, verse 1, He said, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Praise God. That's something to praise God about, ain't it? The rock of our salvation. Verse number 2, He said, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms." Singing praises to the Lord. Amen. With joy, He said, that's how we should come. But share in the glory, praise God. Share in the God of heaven when we get into the sanctuary, when we get in the presence of God. Even more when the presence of God gets in us. Do you know tonight, you are a sanctuary of the Lord. Amen. We're that temple. You're that temple that He lives in. This is a church building where we worship Him and we come to learn of Him. But it's this building of clay that we take out into the world, praise God, to serve Him. To magnify Him, to lift Him up. Amen. I wonder how much of that we've done this year. People seen Christ in us, the hope of glory, a whole lot, or just a little. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be showing Him off everywhere we go. We show out for Jesus, praise God. The Scripture, praise God, even points us to the Lord, to where God is. Amen. In the sanctuary. Psalms 95, and verse number 7. Look what He says. He said, "For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if ye will hear His voice." Amen. Praise God. The Word of God, the Scripture of God is in the sanctuary. That's what brings joy, praise God, in the sanctuary. It's the Word of God that manifests itself to us. It'll make the difference in us. So we see the salvation, the joy in salvation, the joy in our sanctuary. But then they say there's one other step in this, the joy of our service. Amen. The joy in serving the Lord. Amen. We should have joy in serving the Lord. Why? Because we're working for the great King of heaven. Old Brother Bill used to say we'd go out visiting, he'd tell people that he was working for the big boss. Amen. Bragging on Lord Jesus Christ, he's uplifting the God of heaven. Amen, to a lost and a dying world. But we see Paul was talking about in Acts chapter number 20. He's talking about the joy of his service working for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as a messenger unto God. And Paul said this in verse number 24. Amen. Let's just look at verse 23. He said, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying in bonds and afflictions, abide me. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So we see, praise God, not only the joy of salvation and the joy of being in the sanctuary, but the joy, praise God, of being in the service of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You say, preacher, he ain't that yet. But he can't come back to reign. I want to tell you, he's it just as sure as if he's here reigning on earth today. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And we have the joy of working, praise God, for the Lord today. Just as Paul did, praise God, we have a work to do, a ministry for him, to lift up his name, to share the gospel of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. He said, so that I might finish my course with what? Joy. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? It shouldn't be a burden to serve the Lord. It shouldn't be a burden, praise God, to lift him up when you get the opportunity. Amen. It ought to be a joy to, when somebody says they don't know or somebody is looking for an answer, praise God. We ought to be willing to share an answer to somebody to ask us of the hope that's in us with meekness and fear, as Peter would say. Amen. With joy in our heart. Say, let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Amen. He said, I was like you. I didn't know him. I was undone. I was lost. I was going just crazy in this world. But Jesus Christ come to my heart. Saved me by his marvelous grace. Amen. Saved me from sin. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. That testimony that we have. He said we should never be ashamed of that, because that's service to the Lord. Service to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Don't ever let the devil and the world belittle that. That's a service that we have, that you have. That's a gift that you have, a witness that you have, a testimony that you have. Nobody else has your testimony. Hello? That is God's gift to you. You're to share it everywhere you go. Amen. It excites me to be able to tell it. Yeah, preacher, you've told you to give your testimony so many times, we're about tired of hearing it, praise God. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not. You just have to bear with me. Because I'm going to tell it again and again, praise God, because Jesus marvelously saved me. I ain't got over it, praise God. I hope I never do. So we see the joy in our service of working for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But not only working. You say, how do we work? We work with the saints of God. Amen. We work with the saints of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 9, he said, for we are laborers together. Now watch this. With who? God. Hello. Do you ever think about when you go out and try to do something for the Lord, that you're doing it with God? That God's there with you to help you? You're not doing it by yourself. You're not having to do it alone. He said, we are laborers together. Is that true? With God. Is that true? Amen. It has to be, Brother Bobby, because God can't lie. He said, we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Amen. We're vine dressers. Praise God. In his vineyard. He said, ye are God's building. Amen. So he said, we're laborers together working with God. We're the vine dressers. We're cleaning. We're pruning. We're trimming up. Praise God. We're making things to be more productive. Bless his name. And he said, we're a building. We're the building of God. We're the temple of the Lord. We're the place where God dwells and he works out of. Amen. If we could ever just get a hold of that verse right there and say, you know what? This is who I am. It'd change your life forever. You're a laborer together with God. You and God's in business together. Amen. Soul saving business. Soul winning business. Working with the Lord. Hey man, cleaning up and pruning, trying to make more productive. Praise God. And you're a building. Not only a building, you're God's building. Amen. That's what bothers me bad. You see God's people defiling the temple. Why can't we just be what God made us be? Praise God for His glory. Just lifting Him up and praising Him because He is. And He's there to help us along the way. Amen. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. We see the power. So we ask the question, where's the joy at that we should have in Christ Jesus? Amen. Praise God. The joy of our salvation, the joy in the sanctuary, the joy in our service, the joy of being like Jesus, working to win the lost. Amen. What did the Bible say Jesus done? Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Are we any better than our Master? Amen. He said we need to be about the Father's business. That's what He said when He was here. He said, I've got to be about my Father's business. I've got to take care of business for my Father. Amen. Hey, we're in business. We're in business of working with God. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, we're to be working together, laboring with the saints of God. Amen. Together with God to see things move along. To see souls saved. Amen. To see folks gathered into the house of God. Encouraging others along the way. Praise His name. But the Lord Jesus Christ, He would ask us the question in chapter number 12, or chapter number 15, verse number 11. He said, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you. Is that joy still there? The joy of your salvation? The joy the day you got saved? Or has it kind of fizzled out? If it's fizzled out, it ain't God's fault, it's ours. Amen? Come on now. As if it's fizzled out, it's not God's fault, it's ours. He said, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That your joy might be full. Amen? He's the joy of your salvation, joy of the sanctuary, the joy of serving the Lord. All the joy that God has to give. He said, you should be full of joy. Amen. If we put ourselves into this service of God, amen. Once we realize that we're saved by the marvelous grace of God, that we've entered into the sanctuary where God is, into His presence. See, before the middle wall partition was there and the Jews and the Gentiles were separated, they couldn't come together. Amen. Praise God. We had to go to the priest to get into the Holy of Holies. We couldn't go in ourselves. They could go in once a year, praise God, with offerings for us. But through Jesus Christ, our Savior, He took down that middle wall of partition. So that the Jews and the Gentiles could come into the presence of God. They took down that curtain that was in that, praise God, that was between us and God. It was rent from the top to the bottom so we could come into the presence of God. Amen. Our joy ought to be overflowing. Amen. For thousands of years, they couldn't come in like we do. They couldn't by falling their face and talk to God personally. We can. Amen. God has opened that door for us. He even said to come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. Come with boldness. Come with assurance. Because we've been saved. The Lord loves us, praise God. And just as sure as God the Father talked to God the Son, praise God, we can talk to God the Father, God the Son, through God the Holy Spirit. We are blessed people in the day and era we live. Blessed beyond measure. So where's our joy? Our joy is in the Lord. Jesus said, I come to seek and to save. That was lost. That was me and you. Amen. And we ought to be doing the same thing. We ought to be going out in highways and the hedges seeking those that are lost and compelling them to come in. Amen. Testimony of praise. But Satan's bound us up. He's blinded us. We don't think we need to. Somebody else will do that. Amen. What about us? What about me and you? Amen. And you know, we realize that society has made us so bitter in the day and hour we live. You know, we say, well, what's the use? Well, you look at these little old boys and girls, praise God, that's out there in this world. And if we don't tell them about Jesus, if they don't get saved and born again, they're going to die and go to hell. They're going to get caught up in the drugs and the sex and the drinking and the alcohol and the perversion of this world. Praise God. But he said, where's the joy at that we will be sharing with them? We will be telling about the joy that we have in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Loving one another as Jesus loved us. Amen. Praise God. That was the life's commandment. He said, love each other. He said, love your neighbor as I have loved you. And then he said, there's a bigger one than that. He said, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Amen. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. He said, but love your neighbor as I have loved you unconditionally. But now you get on your nerve. He said, love them anyway. Amen. That's a hard thing to do. Amen. But praise God, if we've got the joy of the Lord in our heart, knowing that the Lord is on our side, praise God, things look better farther on. So as we finish up this year, praise God, we ask ourselves, where is the joy? Where is my joy? Do you have joy tonight? Do you have the joy of the Lord living in your heart? Do you have that peace of God that passes understanding? Amen. That comes from the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, my joy, praise God, he said, I give unto you that your joy might be full of joy, happiness, amen, overflowing with the good God of heaven, knowing, praise God, no matter what happens, it's going to get better farther on. Why? Because we have the promises of God. Amen. The world that we live in don't, two-thirds, or half the people don't even know the promises of God. Amen. A lot of people claim that they know them. A lot of people claim that they have them, but they don't. And they're so sad, they're miserable. But praise God, the joy of the Lord is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Having that salvation, having that place in the sanctuary with God Almighty. Serving the Lord and Savior as our Lord and Savior. Amen. And just acknowledging Him every step of the way that He's there to help us. Because He's promised He'd never leave us. I'm glad we have that promise even as we close out 2024. Amen. When we come back together Wednesday night, it'll be 2025. We'll be starting a brand new year with the help of the Lord. Looking for great and marvelous things. Well, He's done great things this year, but He's going to do bigger and better things next year. Why? Because I'm looking forward to it. Because His words tell us that He will. Amen. Bigger and better things are ahead for those that love the Lord and looking for His appearing. He's coming. He's coming. It's not going to be long. He's coming. He's coming. We're going. How exciting that'll be.